堂听 class.com。
在线英语听力是 tinroom.com， 欢迎您。
Unit 8 Lost Dog Section 1 Task 1
Today is Tuesday, May 29, 5:32 a.m. Morning, Larry.
Good morning, Ronnie. First of all, we always look for lost children early in the morning. Maybe we can help Mary Adams. Mary Adams is from Maryland. For those people that are in the vicinity of 2900 South on the Dan Ryan, Mary Adams was driving on the Dan Ryan, 2900 South.When her dog jumped from the car. Now, it's a Belgian sheepdog. It's black in color. It's 24 inches from ground to shoulder. And if you're fortunate enough to get close enough to it, it has a tattoo in its right ear. The tattoo is J for John, R for Robert, R for Robert, and then there's a number. The dog answers to the name of Desiree.It's not your local pooch, Wally. The dog is valued at $25,000. So if you're looking for me later today, I will be in the vicinity of 2900 South on the Dan Ryan looking for Desiree because...
Well, I won't be here. I'll be out there with you.
Well, I got a faster car than you do, and you can't leave till 10 o'clock, so I got a little head start on you. We're going to be looking for Desiree all morning, Wally. We'll get back to you from the scene.
All right, Larry. Thanks.We're at 22 minutes to 6 exactly in Chicago, officially. Desiree, a Belgian sheepdog. Black, he said, has 10, 24 inches, ground to shoulder, tattoo in the ear. I don't think I'd want to check that out.
What does that mean?
Well, it means Desiree might not want you to get too close to check out the tattoo in her ear, obviously. Not obviously, but I guess it's a she. Desiree is the name. Well, we've had all kinds of happenings in the big city of Chicago.Never a missing $25,000 dog before, never to our knowledge. 29th and the Dan Ryan, that vicinity. Are you interested? Are you in the area? Maybe you're on the Dan Ryan or in your car. You can keep an eye peeled for that. It'd be worthwhile. And if you want to get in touch with us, that should be easy. We'll take care of the arrangements to get it back to her, the visitor from Maryland who lost her dog. $25,000 worth of dog. It's 5:47 in Chicago. We're still looking for a $25,000 dog.Sounds funny, but I mean a Belgian sheepdog worth that amount got out of its car or its owner's car on the Dan Ryan at 29th sometime this morning and is on the loose. Desiree is the name. It's a black Belgian sheepdog. If you're finding it, I imagine there would be a nice reward attached, I guess. It's 10 to 6 now, 5:50 a.m. Well, it'd be nice if we can help the lady from Maryland recover her Belgian sheepdog last seen at Dan Ryan near 29th Street.6 o'clock in the morning. No, we're still on the lookout, be on the lookout for a Belgian sheepdog, black, 24 inches, ground to shoulder is the description, named Desiree, worth $25,000.
Section 1, Task 2.
5 after 6.
We do have an APB, as Jack Webb would say, out this morning for a Belgian sheepdog who is worth $25,000. You got out of a car on the Dan Ryan near...29th Street and is on the loose, apparently. Good morning, Barbara.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm just fine.
You know this dog, huh?
Well, I know her by reputation. I was sitting in my kitchen looking at some Belgian Sheepdog newsletters.、Mm. One of them has pictures of Desiree on the cover. And so I thought maybe you'd like some background on why she's worth so much.
Why is she worth $25,000?
Well, the reason she was traveling through the area, we held our national specialty in Minneapolis.On Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But she was traveling home. Now, she did not win this year's specialty, but she won the 1983 specialty、
mm.
in Las Vegas. So, she's a beautiful dog. She was imported from Belgium. So...
Describe her again so people who might be driving around today would have a good description.
All right. She's solid black. She has prick ears. That means they stand up. She has a very long black coat. Very long...luxurious black tail.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully she's wearing a collar.
How much does she weigh, approximately?
All right. I would say she probably weighs in the area of 55 to 60 pounds.
Is she friendly? Are the Belgian sheepdogs?
Belgian sheepdogs are very friendly. But, of course, being out loose like this, she may be a little spooked by the cars or、
mm-hmm.
something like that.But
well,
certainly she's basically friendly.
We want to find her for her health's sake.
Her call name is Desi.
Desi.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well.
So that would help, too. I think if she heard her name, she might come.
Well, we've got everybody marshaled to help here, so we'll keep an eye out, both of them, for Desi.
Desiree,
from Maryland.
From Maryland.
And her owner, Mary Adams.
Mary Linda Adams.
Mary Linda Adams. Hope we can help her because she'd like to go back home remembering Chicago as a place where hospitable people help find their dog.
Oh, I hope so, too.
Well, we'll work on it.
Okay, bye.
Thank you, bye.
Section 1, Task 3.
It's 6:15 exactly in Chicago. Pat, good morning.
Hi.
Yes.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, fine. I just heard you on radio. The lady had called.
About the sheepdog?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, you know what? My daughter was on the Dan Ryan, and she saw this dog. And she slowed down. And all when she slowed down, a car hit her and four other cars.
No kidding.
Yes. Now, it was a sheepdog.
When was this?
This was yesterday afternoon.
Oh, no. This is this morning the dog got away.
Oh, this was this morning.
That had to be another guy. I'm sorry. Is your daughter all right?
Well, we haven't talked to her. Last time we talked, she was lying down.
Mm.
But, you know, she can't pick the dog up at the Dan Ryan and took it to the animal shelter. The police wouldn't even take the dog.
Isn't that nice of her?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Carolyn Traper.
Well, I hope she's okay.
Oh, I hope so, too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No.
Section 1, Tasks 5 and 6.
It's 6:23. Well, I don't know if this was the dog or not, but Bill, you said you saw a black dog yesterday. What time?
Yes, sir. We were going eastbound Kennedy Expressway about 2 o'clock, and the dog was on the right-hand side, so he was heading out towards O'Hare Airfield.
Where on the Kennedy?
Between Canfield and maybe Harlem.
Which is a far spell from where he got out of the car. It was 29th and Dan Ryan.
Yeah, he was about, like you say, about 24 inches high,
mm-hmm.
black, and he's loping along, and he looked like a sheepdog.
Mm.
Long black hair.
Long black hair.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a possibility. And what time was this?
About 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
We'll sure make a note of it.
Okay.
And that involves people who are all the way from 29th and Ryan out to O'Hare then. Thanks.
He was loping along at pretty good speed.
Thanks very much.
Okay.
Someplace in this huge city is a very valuable dog on the loose. $25,000 worth of Belgian sheepdog, a prize winner, as you've heard.
Section 2, Task 1.
It's 6:28 in Chicago. They're going to give you a report on what's been going on here from Larry Schreiner. Larry?
Good morning, Larry. Mary Adams, 36 years old, from Maryland, on the Dan Ryan Expressway around 2900 South, late yesterday afternoon, we are now told. We apologize for the change in that time. We were given incorrect information. Her Belgian sheepdog jumped from her car. The dog, black in color, 24 inches from the ground to the shoulder, has a tattoo in his or her right ear. The initials are J for John, R for Robert, R for Robert, and then there's a number. We don't have the number at the present time. The dog valued at $25,000.
Let me stop you 1 second, Larry. What time did this happen now? Do you know, yesterday afternoon?
Police called back, Wally. They didn't have the exact time when we first called. They tell us it was around 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
Section 2, Task 2.
26 minutes to 7 right now in Chicago. That's the case that we're working on right now, a dog. Incidentally, we talked to one before whose daughter had seen one yesterday and stopped her car, was involved in an accident because of it. We'd like to hear from you again, Pat, if you'll call us, because Larry Schreiner would like to check out all the details of that one, too. And you may have more to offer than we originally thought. All right, Pat, get back to us, and you and your daughter, Carolyn, we'd like to talk to you.
Section 2, Task 3.
It's 6:44 a.m. and Carolyn had a scene yesterday. Now, Carolyn, were you on the Dan Ryan when this happened?
Yes, I was. I was coming back from dropping off a car on over at a Keystone Chevrolet,
mm-hmm.
and we were driving back, me and my fiance.
Mm-hmm.
And I see about 500 feet up ahead that there was this black dog walking right across the lanes of the Dan Ryan.
Uh-oh, that may be our dog.
Yeah, and what had happened was I stopped, and the car is behind me. You know how it goes on the slippery pavement.
Yeah.
They all just went sliding into everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Turned out to be a four-car crash up.
Were you hurt, though?
Well, no, I'm fine, you know.
That's a traumatic thing, that's
right? Yeah, especially if you've never been in an accident before.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then we got the dog, and I got the dog. I got him by the collar, right? And the tow truck guy was going to take him into see him on the side, you know, on the side of the road to let him go.
Yeah.
And he comes running back onto the expressway again, almost caused another accident.
So whatever happened to him?
Well, I took him in the car, you know, and then the whole police thing and everything. And we got the report filled out and all that. And then they let me go, and we took the dog to animal shelter on 61st and Wabash.
61st and Wabash.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, this dog, I don't know if, you know, I don't know what kind of dog he is.
Well, let me ask you, if he... Was he about 24 inches high, would you say 2 feet?
And oh, yeah.
Weighed about 50, 55 pounds?
Sure.
Long black hair?
Long black hair. He had a collar on. All black.
Ears that stand up?
He had a black collar on.
But
I'm sorry?
The ears stand up?
Did his ears stand up? Yeah, they did.
Ah, I think that's our guy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for what happened to you, but obviously you only had it happen because you were concerned about the dog. Otherwise, you wouldn't have stopped.
Well,
and that's an indication of how you care.
Oh, sure.
So I hope that this is factual, but I think that's the dog that belongs to a woman from Maryland who was displaying the dog and showing him up in Minneapolis, was on her way back. And the dog is an outstanding dog because it's a national prize winner.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a she. Her name is Desiree.
It was a she because when we took him there, you know, the guy was checking.
Yeah.
This is a she.
Desi is her name, Desiree.
Desiree.
So she's still at the animal shelter.
Yes,
she is. 61st and Wabash.
That's right.
We better get out there right away and see if we can get hold of somebody there.
Yeah.
Well, Carolyn, nice of you to do it. I'm glad you're okay. Sorry about your accident, but hold on. What's your last name again?
Schweitzer.
I talked to your mom before.
Right. She called me this earlier.
She has great taste in daughters.
Well, I'm glad that,
and vice versa.
I'm the owner.
We'll take your number here. I want to get back to you. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Section 2, Task 4.
We'd like to visit the Animal Welfare League this morning, if we can, to see about our friend Desiree. So maybe we can solve our mystery and return Desi to her owner here. If we can get in touch with the animal shelter, we'll have to get call information to get the name, the phone number for that place at 61st in Wabash.
Section 2, Task 5.
It's 12 minutes to 7. Good morning, Bob.
Yes, come in here, sir. I hadn't had a chance to look and see what's here or nothing. That's like I told the lady when I just walked in the door.
All right.
I don't even suppose to start waiting until 7 o'clock.
I apologize for busting in on you. We were trying to get the good news for the owner of the
house. Yeah, well, if I got one in here, you can call me back in about 25 or 30 minutes and I can... Definitely tell you whether it's
out here. We will be glad to call you back. Did the lady tell you what we're looking for?
Yes, okay. Belgian Shepherd.
Belgian Sheepdog.
I had about four different calls right behind it.
Oh, really? I'm sorry. Well, we'll give you our number if you want to call us back, or we'll call you back.
Well, you can call me back. It would probably be better.
Section 2, Task 6.
We'll, in a few minutes, I guess, ascertain whether or not this is the dog, but I think it is. And just again, quickly, yesterday a woman from Maryland is driving back from Minneapolis through Chicago in the midst of the bad weather we're having, and at Dan Ryan and 29th Street, her dog jumps out of the car. It's a very valuable, prize-winning Belgian sheepdog, worth $25,000. If you can evaluate an animal that wins awards like that, and of course you can picture her distress. Well, that was on our police report this morning to try to find the dog, both for her sake and to keep the dog safe as well. And this is probably the right answer, that it was taken by Carolyn, our caring friend, to the Animal Welfare League. But as you heard, he just got to work. He's got to look around all the ones that are presently being cared for there and see if this is so.
Well,
you can rest assured nothing will happen to her now, because obviously that's what that place is all about, animal and welfare. It's 4 minutes to 7 exactly in Chicago. It is Tuesday, May 29.
Published by Oxford University Press. Copyright Oxford University Press, 1987.